for I've given you. I've given to you in this life, not in the world which is to come, but now. When I said the power to tread upon scorpions, serpents, and to take up those kinds of things, I was not speaking about the natural things that men's minds go to. I was declaring unto you by reason of the power of the Spirit that lives within you, that you could go into the most desperate, the most hopeless of situations in this life because I empowered you. For I said nothing and I mean nothing shall by any means harm you. I've empowered you to face him down at his best, and not only over your own life, but the next stage that I'm asking you to go to, and many of you dwelling in now, is to impart that hope to a dying world, to give those the same opportunity in the Spirit to advance and to go forward that you found. That you'd find that which I've really called you to. I've called you to intimacy. I've called you to come and to know me. But beyond that, there's another place. Out of that, I'm asking you to go into hopelessness and make it very hopeful, saith the Spirit of Christ. I'm asking you to go in and believe what I'm telling you about yourself. You are free. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. If you believe this, then you'll set others free. If you believe this, then you'll go in and do what it's necessary for this last day harvest. Because I'm telling you, he that will come is coming. My Son is postured in a position. He's ready, but the harvest is what he needs. Go out among them, fulfill the last words of Christ, and know in your going and coming that I'll protect you, I'll protect your family, I'll protect you, your mind, your body, and everything about you. I'm asking for this harvest, saith the Spirit of the Lord.